This is a download from BBC Radio 3. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/Beethoven.
You're listening to Afternoon Performance on Radio 3 with me, Sarah Walker. It's 3:07 and time for today's Beethoven Symphony No. 8. The BBC Philharmonic's interpretations of all 9 symphonies have been receiving rave reviews. In fact, many of you have written to us after attending the Phil's live concerts or hearing recordings during the Beethoven experience. Paul Wimpney of Yorkshire said, "I hadn't thought of Beethoven as playful before, but the orchestra brought out the whimsy and sense of fun in No. 8, and Signor Nerzada had clearly decided to take it that way." And Ruth Rosselson of Chorlton, Manchester, reported that she was on the front row for the 8th and 9th symphonies, and it changed her view of conductors for the better. The enthusiasm, energy, movement and sweat of this man was really something, she tells us. Well, thanks to all of your messages, and don't forget you can download the symphonies we're hearing this week. They're available on the website for a week after the broadcast. Just click onto bbc.co.uk/radio3 and follow the links to the Beethoven Experience. So, rounding off our programme today, a symphony which is small in scale but not in spirit. In fact, it's one of its composer's own special favourites. Beethoven's 8th symphony in F major is sometimes referred to as the Little F major, partly to distinguish it from the Pastoral Symphony, a larger scale work in the same key, and partly because it falls between the weighty 7th and 9th symphonies. It's certainly much shorter than these, lasting less than half an hour, and it's also lighter in character, with no slow movement, but instead an allegretto scherzando, which comes second, followed by a sedate minuet and trio. But don't be deceived by the apparent simplicity. Into this slight framework, Beethoven compressed so much musical material that sometimes it's hard for the listener to keep up, especially in the outer movements. And in fact, the work has been described as revolutionary. There's a contemporary report from the symphony's premiere conducted by Beethoven, which expresses such drama that I can't resist reading it out. "Scarcely had the music begun before its creator offered a bewildering spectacle. At the piano passages he sank upon his knee, at the forte he leapt up, so that his figure, now shrivelling to that of a dwarf, disappeared under the desk, and anon stretched up far above it like a giant, his hands and arms working as if, with the beginning of the music, 1,000 lives had entered every member." And apparently this spectacle continued until the deaf composer raced ahead of the orchestra and began leaping up in the soft bits and vice versa, almost causing chaos until his assistant, Kapellmeister Umlauf, took control. Quite a premiere. That was in 1813 at the Redoutensaal in Vienna to an audience of over 3,000 people. Well, in the performance we're going to hear, I'm sure that all the drama is in the music itself. Guiding the BBC Philharmonic through the 8th Symphony by Beethoven, now on Radio 3, Gianandrea Nerzada.
Thank you.
Gian Andrea Nozeda conducting the BBC Philharmonic in Beethoven's Symphony No. 8 in F major. More Beethoven coming up tomorrow. The Ninth Symphony finally gets its turn, again in a performance by the BBC Philharmonic, who've provided all of our music this week. But that mighty work doesn't quite fill up the programme. We've also time to enjoy the Prelude and Liebestod from Wagner's Tristan and Isolde. I do hope you can join me for that same time, 2 o'clock, here on Radio 3. And don't forget, all this week's Beethoven symphonies, that's number 6 to 9, are available to download. Just go to the website bbc.co.uk/radio3 and click onto the Beethoven Experience, where it tells you exactly what to do. We've had messages from quite a few listeners confirming that it's all very straightforward, flexible and reliable, and downloaded perfectly while I was having dinner. Just a couple of comments.